a party here in the studio, I think, because the producers are party people. And speaking of which, on the telephone right now is a man who I'm not sure has been partying or not, Alderman Timmy Knutson, 43rd Ward. How are you, Alderman?
Oh, Steve, I'm good. Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas.
The same to you. So you have been an alderman for just over a year now. This was your first full term anyway, right? Yeah. This past year?
Yeah. You know, I believe it or not, I'm at 2.5 years.
What?
Yeah, because I know it's crazy. I had a bit of a head start when I served under Mayor Lori Lightfoot.
All right. Right, because Alderman Michelle Smith left earlier due to family reasons. But you came in relatively recently. Has it been what you thought it would be?
Oh, that's a great question, and I'm happy to therapize of it the day after Christmas. It's been a lot. It's been all the things. I think in the 43rd Ward, we have gotten a lot done very quickly, we've really innovated the ward office, which has now allowed me to be more of a legislator on the city side. I got the advice coming in, don't legislate until you have a good grip over the day-to-day constituent services of the ward, and I think we've got that now some time in.
So, no aldermen, all 50 aldermen, said no to, what was it, a $300 million tax hike that Mayor Brandon Johnson wanted. And then he called himself, what did he call himself? The negotiator in, there's a phrase that he used about being cooperative. That isn't quite the right word that he used with everyone else.
I think it's that we were all trying to collaborate.
Collaborator in chief. Thank you very much. And that's what he called himself. But maybe you're the exception or a exception, but I don't know an alderman who he collaborated with, though it finally did get done. You voted against what barely squeezed by as a city budget.
Exactly. And Steve, you know, I always speak very honestly to my constituents through our newsletter. And although I was a no vote on this budget, it is a good thing for the city to have a budget, right? If we had blown that going into January, that's a pretty quick runway into junk status. I just believed with several of my colleagues that more cuts and structural efficiencies could have been made that were not at the end. I know my residents are relieved without the property tax increase, but it's, you know, it's a very imperfect budget, and we've got several hard years ahead.
And it was all done last minute. Was that on purpose? Was it inept? Or what do you think?
You know, we absolutely need to extend the budget season. I think that the tension in this season, a lot of good ideas came out of it. Some management recommendations on starting the budget earlier, looking in reality at what's happening in departments earlier on. And I'm hopeful that, you know, you always got to make some lemons out of lemonade, or lemonade out of lemons, I should say. And I hope that one is, we've really just got to update this process. The city's budget process, how it is set, is not as efficient or good as it could be. So I'm looking forward to early this year working on some cleanups.
All right, let me ask you a tough question here. It has been suggested that, and tomorrow we're going to have the vice mayor, Alderman Burnett, on the program.
Burnett, my colleague and friend.
Mm-hmm, to talk about this, but among other things. It has been suggested that the mayor did get a pass because several key aldermen, he said, okay, here's are some dollars you could spend in your ward. He more or less allegedly paid them off.
Yeah, and look, Steve, I hate that. Chicago has quite a history of that, right? I don't think anyone can say this is the first mayor that's used those kind of focused on ward strategies to get a budget through. What I can say is with the team, I was one of the aldermen who we were working to negotiate until the last minute, right? Like, I think throughout this process, there was a good set of us, even those of us who voted no, who weren't trying to shake our fists at the sky and say, you know, no to everything. I'm grateful with how we pushed it into a much better ending point than it was at the beginning. And look, again, not a perfect budget, but I think that the one passed will have less of a impact and burden on Chicagoans than the first one that was proposed.
So are you agreeing that the mayor did what I said he did?
You know, it looked like, I mean, our last few budget committee sessions, we were all pinpointing a few things that did come up, right, that we weren't aware of. And I don't know the conversations that the mayor's team has with particular aldermen, but I think that, you know, the news media made clear there were a few areas where it's like, oh, shoot, okay, some people are getting some things in their ward. And again, that's that's Chicago of old, right? Like, I don't like that kind of negotiation. That's not good faith negotiating for the whole city. That's very negotiating in self-interest. And what I can say is we don't do that from the 43rd Ward.
Okay, speaking of self-interest, the Board of Education, we only have literally 1 minute here, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the firing of Martinez, where you stand on that, and what aldermen can do about it, if anything.
It's so tricky thinking about what aldermen can do about it. I'm very disappointed. I've been clear for quite a while that the way that this board, was replaced, and now it's another new board, really just weeks before our elected board comes in, it doesn't make sense. This isn't the way to do government. In a way, I've been quoted on before. I think it's a little bit Trumpian of a technique to put in a temporary board to get an agenda through. And that's what I believe has happened. We worked really hard on the political side. I worked really hard on getting some school board candidates elected that are independent from any interest group. They come into office in a few weeks. There shouldn't be major decisions made until they are in office. So it's really disappointing. It's not that the last we've heard of this, right? Like, this lawsuit is going to continue. And I think it's just it's a negative overall for CPS students across Chicago.
All right. So he was fired without cause. It has been suggested that when the new board comes in, they may be able to reverse that. You're an attorney. What do you think? Is that possible?
It's a good question, right? Like, and we'd really need to dig in. It's hard to reverse a vote, you know, especially when the vote has resulted in a termination. I can think of different ways to clean up after a vote that the new board could do. Really hard for me to view how they could reverse a termination.
But he was terminated without cause. Does that change it?
It muddies everything. That's for sure, Steve. I wasn't a litigator. I was a corporate attorney. But what I do know is this will be the beginning of a really unfortunate and unnecessary legal process.
And avoidable. Are the taxpayers going to pay for it? Yeah. Are the taxpayers paying for this?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the disappointing part of it, right? We know that the reason they wanted Pedro gone was so that this kind of high interest credit card loan could get approved. That's expensive. That costs me and you and all taxpayers. And now the second layer will be this lawsuit that's fought out in the courts.
Yep. Seems like a waste of money in some ways. We'll be talking to former Alderman Dick Simpson, who was an alderman for a very long time back in the day.
And in my ward.
Yeah, in your ward. He's now
he was 44th, but the map was as such where he represented Lincoln Park.
Yep, and now he's a professor. So we'll hear what the professor has to say.
Great.
Happy holidays to you and your family, Alderman.